Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Olivia, my sleepy little friend, how are you doing? How are you hanging in there? Sounds like you've had a pretty exhausting week so far.
Yeah, I have. I'm doing okay, though. Went out of town, got back in town after booking a second flight because my flight kept getting delayed. And I had to go back to work on Tuesday, day shift and night shift. I haven't slept. I had jury duty today. I have been awake since yesterday morning.
Well, the way that you smile when you say that makes it look like you are half inch away from us doing an episode about you. So
yes, we are.
Well, I appreciate you powering through. I know that we miss Monday for the people who are listening. Olivia, I know I told you a little bit, but we are currently redoing my daughter's bedroom for her birthday, and it is the most aggressive shade of pink I've ever seen across the entire room.
Pepto-Bismol, I mean, pink's where it's at. That's how my bedroom was growing up.
It definitely fix your stomach. Like, if you have a stomach ache, you go in there.
That was my bedroom.
No more diarrhea. But she's doing, you know, she wants the whole loft bed, and then we're putting curtains around it so she has her own, like, little secret spot. But all of her stuff, for some reason, we figured the best place to store it while we were painting, and it was only supposed to be a day, was in my office. And, of course, it went longer than we were planning, so I had to dig out just to, because I work in here as well, so just to work, I had to, like, dig out a spot where I was just sitting surrounded by, like, toys. It's like, I hope I don't have a meeting because I will look insane. But that being said, I'm glad to be back together. I'm glad you had a good time on your trip. I'm sorry you're sleepy. I know we got some of that late night energy. What do you say? Should we just quit with the Gabby, get to the Stabby, break down this week's case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
It was a quiet morning in Burgess community of Horry County, South Carolina. Neighbors were going about their routines, dogs being walked, coffee being brewed, and kids going off to school. But inside one home on Dinger Drive, a horrific scene was unfolding. When 60-year-old Frederick Van Sant didn't show up for work, his coworkers became worried. Calls went unanswered, so police were sent to do a welfare check. When they knocked, it wasn't Frederick who greeted them. Instead, they were met by his ex-wife, 56-year-old Joanna Van Sant. She was covered in blood, and what she told them sent chills down their spines. Police entered the home, and at first glance, things seemed strangely calm. There were no broken windows, no signs of forced entry, and no overturned furniture. But then the officers noticed something odd, a locked closet on a screened-in porch. When they forced it open, they discovered Frederick's body. He had been shot in the head, and investigators say it was Joanna who pulled the trigger. According to the warrant, Joanna shot her husband and then locked his body inside the closet. On scene, police recovered a 9mm shell casing. The tape that was used to bind Frederick's body reportedly carried Joanna's fingerprints. And in her wallet were Frederick's credit cards. Now, this wasn't Joanna's first run-in with the law. In fact, at the time of the shooting, she was already out on bond for a financial identity fraud charge. That detail loomed large when she appeared in court months later. Now, during her bond hearing this month, the judge heard from Frederick's family and from victims of her previous fraud case. Their message was clear. Joanna Van Sant was dangerous. The judge agreed, calling her an unreasonable danger to others, and denied her bond. Now, Joanna will remain behind bars while she's awaiting trial. But the question remains, what drove Joanna Van Sant to allegedly shoot her husband and lock him in a closet? Now, John, this case is short and sweet and to the point, but it's like an active ongoing case. The hearing was just the other day for bond. And so I want to keep up with it and find out like if she tells us what her motive is for just like showing up, answering the door covered in blood, being like, I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I know I've said it before, but I think these are the kind of cases that we started doing the short on times for. Are these things where, you know, they're just developing and you can get to them early and kind of follow them as they go. But it is crazy, man. I mean, I don't know what happened in their marriage. I don't know what that relationship was like, but, you know, to shoot somebody and just wrap them up in duct tape, put them in a closet, take their credit cards and just like go on about your day. And to be ballsy enough to answer the door when the cops show up and you're just covering that person's blood.
Yeah. Like some of the stuff mentioned, like she had to change clothes and things because she was covered in blood. It's like, okay, he's not at work. He's not answering the door. You're answering it and covered in blood. Like you would think like she wouldn't give herself up that easily.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just thought, oh, I showed up and he was, you know, whatever. And I did CPR. I don't know.
Yeah, but they had to pry open a closet door to get him. Right. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It seems to me more just going through the details. She was like, oh, come in for some tea. Like, you know what I mean?
No big deal. No dead body here.
Yeah. You know, and especially since she committed that financial identity fraud before, like, I do wonder if this was just like, get money. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe there's still a life insurance policy that we don't know of. I don't really know how long they've been separated or divorced or, you know, how that works, but you never know. People do some crazy things when money's involved or assets are involved for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, again, this is just speculation because we don't know, but like, you know, there's cases that have unfolded like this where it's like, I just want money for drugs. And I know I can go and get Frederick's credit cards or maybe I know his ATM pin or something like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. This is one of those ones I definitely want to follow up on. These cases always kind of gets me a little bit again, especially when it's spouses, even when it's exes, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you guys split up at some point and things must have been amicable at some point. So
right.
I don't know. I just want to know what was going on in Joanna's head and what could have led to something like this. Cause it's just crazy to be like, yeah, come on in, you know, love to show you around.
Yeah.
You
know? This is one that's on court TV. So if you watch court TV, you know, it's one of the cases that they have talked about recently because of the bond hearing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we'll definitely have to follow it for sure. But I mean, if we're talking deadbolt tests, I think for me, just to be 100%, there's something about these spouses killing each other that always makes me put it a little bit higher. So I think for me, I'd probably put this, I'm going to put this about a 7. I think it would be higher if I knew more, but again, just the idea that you could be married to somebody, you know what I mean? And I'm sure depending on the way their relationship was going, like could have been that she just knocked on the door and he was like, oh, come on in. You know what I mean? Not knowing that
she was going to murder him.
Yeah. You know, so there's just so many answered questions and that kind of relationship is so close. Like I said, I think for me, I'm going to put it about a 7, but what about you? Where are you putting it?
Yeah, I'm going to put it right in the middle, about a 5. You know, I need more information. And I think I will get some more information eventually as it goes to trial. I think it will happen soon. But they had to have had some sort of, I don't know if amicability is the right word, if that's even a word, but like
for it her is to now.
Show, yeah, right? I just make up my own words at this point. If she were to show up, he let her in for a reason. So they were on talking terms. So, you know, I just wonder why she went over there. What was the purpose? Like, I need to know the whole story, but I'm just going to put it at a 5 because, again, I don't get why these spouses kill each other. Move on. You've separated. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Move on.
No, and I agree with you. And, you know, hopefully Joanna gets her just desserts. So just hoping that, you know, she gets what's coming to her for sure. But But as always, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test. Olivia's coming in at a 5. I'm putting it at a 7. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Frederick Van Zandt fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram, Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter, Check the Locks. If you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to spend some time with you. I don't know if you saw that comment in there about our voices, because that's one thing I'm always very self-conscious about. But somebody was very kind in the Facebook group and was like, one of the only reasons I can keep listening to you is because you have good podcast voices.
Somebody put some pity on me.
Yeah, I walked around. I had like, you know, a little pep in my step for the day. So
I always say you have the podcast voice. Meanwhile, I sound like Kourtney Kardashian with my monotone, half congested, mostly man voice.
No, I don't think you fall under any of those. I think you are a little too hard on yourself. But it, you know, it was nice to get a little like, oh, I felt good. So well, thank you for that. Yeah. And if you want to be part of an amazing community, we would love to have you in the Facebook group. There is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Check it out. Come hang out with us. We'd love to have you. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us out, help us keep the lights on. It is patreon.com/checkthelocks to get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you means just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you are listening and you're encouraging others to listen, just know that we appreciate you so much. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth. And that is how that happens, is when you tell people to give it a listen. So if you are sharing this in any way, shape, or form, again, just know it does mean the world to us. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.